My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
They're longtime friends.
Let me tell you something real quick about Dibs that I'm sure not everybody knows.
And first-time partners.
Hang in there, big guy. There'll be brighter days ahead.
Now these two homegrown Bay Area boys finally come together to take over sports talk.
Get the hell off of my doorstep.
Major League Baseball, you stink.
It's Willard and Dibs. On 95.7, The Game.
All right, get on in here. 888-957-9570. Yeah, we'll have a quick sort of dip into the marketing waters in the 4 o'clock hour. But outside of that, we just want to hear from you. I can't wait because Steiny's right. Like, this is one of those situations where a hell of a lot of different opinions, I think, all play. And it's really sort of difficult to get yourself to the spot of, like, who's right, who's wrong, is everybody right and everybody wrong kind of all at the same time? And is the end result, and it certainly, Dibs, sounds like you think so, is the end result that two sides who don't want to break up are about to break up?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they don't want to break up. I get the sense that Brandon Ayuk wants to get something that they're not willing to get him. So if that's the case, then the breakup could be inevitable. If he wants more money and they don't want to give him more money, and if they haven't really had concrete conversations since May, and he's frustrated by that, and so now he's holding in, and he wants somebody to pay him, and there's teams out there that will pay him, then the breakup's inevitable, I think. And, you know, better to do it now than to wait for, what, the deadline? I don't even know if there is a deadline in football. We almost never see those types of...
I think there is.
There is, of course. But we don't ever see those big types of moves happen at the deadline.
Emmanuel Sanders, Chase Young, Christian McCaffrey. The Niners are actually deadline geniuses.
Call, yeah.
So who knows? I don't know, man. That's just kind of like, maybe I'm putting this like one of those movies that puts the ending first. Like, that's my ending sentence, and then we can talk about the rest for 4 hours. But I think that this is wildly disappointing because I don't think at the core of either side, I don't think either one of them want to break up. I don't have any question about that in my mind. There's no doubt to me. There's two questions that I think you can answer with the affirmative, which is, who is the best person to be in that starting lineup at that wide receiver position for the 49ers this year? The answer is Brandon Ayuk. And then when the question goes to Brandon, where can you be at your best this year? Where can you put up your best numbers? Where can you perform at your highest level? What system do you know the best? 49ers.
But you didn't answer the most important question in all that.
I know.
So that's why you and I disagree about the idea of a breakup, because I do think that Brandon Ayuk wants to break up with the Niners because he wants money. He wants to make more money than they're willing to pay him. I don't even know what their offer is, if there even is an offer.
Yep.
And if that is the case, then I'm sure Brandon Ayuk is looking at it saying, I'm Brandon Ayuk. I can catch the ball. I can score touchdowns. I can be a good football player no matter where I go. And yes, maybe I won't win a Super Bowl in Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Washington, or New England. But if I'm making $28.5 million, I can get over that, and maybe I can build a team on my own.
I'm not disagreeing with you at all. My point is that he wants the money from the 49ers. And I know that, so the answer is all, but they won't give it to him. I have no idea what the numbers actually are for any of these teams. If he really was dead set, like it's just money, well, then he'd already be gone. Then you wouldn't have all these parameters about what team you might go to. I want to go to Washington, I want to go to Pittsburgh, but I don't want to go to New England. Well, wait a minute. If it's just the 30 mil, good God, New England probably give you 31. No, we don't, but what the hell do they care? Like, they've got literally, I mean, wait for this now. Go to your fantasy draft in 3 weeks.
Right.
Don't draft anyone
on the Patriots
from that team. There's no one. They don't have – it's actually stunning that we're talking this way about the New England freaking Patriots, the team that has owned our lifetimes since the Niners' greatness of the 80s. They've got no good players.
Right.
It's wild. Look at none. So would Brandon be amazing in that scenario for $30 million? If it's just money, then go do it. But I don't think he wants to do that. So I get what you're saying. It's a little bit of a semantics thing. All things being equal, he wants to be a 49er. All things aren't equal, though.
Of course. And that's where we sit, because it's been months since, you know, he's probably felt like he's wanted. And you go back to TikTok and, you know, they say they don't want me. And so that's where that's been. And now he's, you know, out there trying to get as much money as he can.
This is funny, since we're talking about it right now, Dib. Somebody has actually called from Worcester, Mass.
Okay.
It's Jamie. Jamie in Worcester, Mass. Oh, why'd he hang up? Or did I do that? I don't think I did that. We were about to go live right out the gate to Worcester, Mass. I wanted some Patriots flavor. There's a lot of conversation that you and I and all of us have been having. I think he's calling back. We'll go out to live to Worcester, Mass here in a sec. But I think we're having a lot of conversation, and admittedly, there's all these little pieces of information that we don't have. You know what I mean? The agreement in place between Cleveland and New England and the 49ers. Do you take that at face value?
Yes.
I don't.
Yes.
Why do you take it at face value?
I believe that there are parameters. So I believe that the teams have talked, and Cleveland has said, you know what? If we can come to terms with Ayuk, this is what we're willing to offer you. And the Niners have said, okay, that sounds good. Figure out a contract with him and get back to us. And I believe that New England's done the same thing. And I don't think that it's ironclad, like, yeah, that's a done deal.
Right.
But I do think that there have been discussions and players and picks and parameters that have been discussed. And I think that the 49ers, if everything lines up, would do one of these deals, no doubt.
My eyebrows just go up, because we know Dibble. He spent all offseason saying he wanted to be a Commander. You know, we had Filippone on yesterday. He suggested Brandon would even take a cut less of money to go to Pittsburgh, because he really wants to go there, and he has flirted with Mike Tomlin. So that happens all offseason.
Pittsburgh's still in the deal.
I understand, though. They're in, they're out, now they're back in.
Oh, they're in. They're at the goal line, Mark.
They're at the one-yard line.
Their
short yardage back sucks.
It's been a long play
They've
clock.
They've been at the one-yard line since we were here yesterday. So, like, all of that and all of that being leaked publicly makes me at least question the validity of all of it. Because why is it that Brandon wants these two teams and the Niners are like, oh, well, that's convenient. We've agreed in place with these teams who you don't want to go to. I just think it puts Brandon in a spot now where if Brandon goes, well, no, I don't want that trade. Well, now you're losing the PR battle, because now you do look like you're whining a little bit. Again, this is a hypothetical. I'm not saying Brandon's whining. I don't know what they're going to accept.
Well, some have said that he's not being an adult, so there's that out there.
Listen, who knows? Behind the scenes, I'm sure there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
And everybody's going to have their opinion based on what they know and what they see, and there are plenty who see a lot more than I do. So I'm not going to rip that comment, because I don't know what he knows. And he's closer. Mike Silver, you're talking about. He's closer to it than I am.
You're referring to Debo being an adult the way he's handling things.
Well, so
and the inference is pretty clear.
Yeah, but I bet he also knows some things about the way the two have handled it behind the scenes.
And the way the team feels about the way he's handled
it.
For sure.
No doubt. But my point is right now, hypothetically, Brandon could end up in a bad spot where it's like, I want this money. And the Niners are like, we're not going to give you that money. And he goes, fine, I want to trade. All right, we traded you. No, I don't want you to trade me there. Like, at a certain point, it's like, dude, you're not a free agent. You don't get to run this show.
Right. But he does get to do whatever he wants to do to make things hard on the 49ers.
Absolutely.
And he's already done that. He's already made it to where we're talking about this instead of all the other great things that are going on in camp. And Christian McCaffrey has a minor calf injury, and that probably won't get mentioned again over the course of these 4 hours because it's not Brandon Ayuk and a trade scenario. So your star running back may miss, he's going to miss the preseason, which is fine.
He would have anyway.
And your left tackle is not going to be in the preseason, and your starting quarterback can't stop throwing interceptions, and your middle linebacker is injured until November, and we can go on and on with actual stories, but we won't, because this is the story, and it's because of Brandon Ayuk, and it's because of the way he's going about it, the way the team is going about it, and that's a problem for the 49ers.
Well, I don't know about the word problem. Okay. It's an annoyance.
It's a distraction.
It's an annoyance,
sure.
Yeah, for sure. Let's go. All right, live to Worcester, Mass.
Good
Jamie.
Luck.
Jamie, Worcester, Mass. Hey, Jamie, what are you doing?
What am I doing? I'm listening to the Patriots talk shows mention that they're in heavy on Brandon Ayuk. Brandon is not going to be happy out here with weak noodle arms and a bad offensive line.
I mean, speak on it, Jamie. What's it look like out there? And what's it sound like, by the way? What are the people of Worcester, Mass., what do they want to have happen here?
Well, they probably want him to come out here and take a deal, like if Bill Belichick was still here, which he's not. They paid all of their defensive guys this year, and Matthew Judon is not happy. He hasn't been re-signed. So maybe it's a Judon package out to San Francisco.
I mean, I tell you what is one of the, and Jamie, thanks. One of the more interesting things out there are these mythical packages that would be coming back to the 49ers.
That's a damn good package.
Well, that's my thing. I feel like we're a little cart before the horse here. None of the deals make sense. And I don't even know if any of the deals that have been mentioned are the deals. We're all guessing. Kendrick Bourne and Amari Cooper.
That doesn't make sense.
Second rounders and third rounders and Judon. And none of it makes any sense.
The Pittsburgh package makes sense.
What's the Pittsburgh package?
You got an offensive lineman in there. You got a linebacker.
We
you
made
got a couple
up.
Of picks.
We made that up. We don't even know. People are just like, I don't know about that guy.
Yeah, it's like, hypothetical. It's what we do in the NBA trade machine.
Sure.
Where you go to the NBA trade machine and you start clicking boxes, entering names. That trade works.
Right, but don't all of
that
them.
That trade works.
But don't all of them feel like the Niners would be worse on the other end?
No, not if they get interior offensive line and you get some help in the defensive line.
Who's starting it? Receiver.
Don't worry about that.
What are we
you
doing?
You got Ricky Pearsall.
Who's starting at wide receiver?
Ricky Pearsall. Ronnie Bell. You got Juwan Jennings. Trent Taylor in the slot.
Oh, dear.
Jacob Cowing. You've got receivers that you can elevate.
Yes, you have people who have WR next to their
correct.
Name on the
guys
internet.
That's a really good question.
Thank you, Roxy.
Listen, I'm terribly, terribly concerned here. Like this, none of this makes sense. And at a certain point, it's why I said in the handoff thingy that is a miscalculation sensation. This is not supposed to be happening right now.
Why is it happening?
Because two sides who were assessed by both sides that they would be able to figure this out have not. So who do I blame? Everybody.
Sure, it's not about blame.
Who's right? Everyone. Who's wrong? Everyone.
Parag Marate likes to play hardball, and they drew a line in the sand, and the market changed, and Brandon Ayuk stepped across that line and is refusing to go back. So who's to blame? You're right. Everybody. But here we are on August 6th, and I don't foresee Brandon Ayuk playing football for the 49ers this year. So
okay.
Who's going to be your receiver? Not him. So you better spend your time in these next few practices and these few preseason games to figure that out, because I don't think that he's going to play football for you.
It sounds like you're probably right. But the point I'd like to make is, if Brandon Ayuk gets traded, it was a failure. Period. I don't care who you get back. If Brandon Ayuk gets traded in August, that means someone or something failed. This is not the way to do it.
Agreed.
This is not the time to do it. This does not make your football team better. This is not fantasy football. So I don't care if Amari Cooper's available. This is not have Amari Little Christmas and name your team that in fantasy football. This is not that.
Number two. Number one?
This is not good.
Yeah. It's not good. It's not good, but here you are. So things have gone this way, and here you are on August 6th, and this is the situation. He's holding in, and you're shopping him. That's the situation.
Maybe.
Okay. You don't think that they're at least calling other teams?
Of course they are.
We got Filippone frothing at the mouth.
If you think that PR is not part of this, I would disagree with you as well. Sponsored by LifeSource Water Systems. What do you think? Let's talk about it. Brandon Ayuk on the table, 888-957-9570, Willard and Dibbs.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
He has the permission to talk to other teams, is that correct?
Yes.
Now, back to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
I want so badly to disagree with you. I badly want to disagree with you.
You can. You're allowed to.
I know,
if I can use your own parlance.
Well, I mean, I'm allowed to, and I'm fully willing to be wrong. I do it well.
Yeah.
So, like, sure, I'll disagree with you. Brandon's going to play for the Niners this year.
I wish I was wrong.
I do think there's a chance still.
I agree. We were doing our show thing, and we're doing our, you know, our bibbity boppity and our show thread and bibbidi our back boppidi, and forth
boop.
And don't, all that.
Don't forget the boop.
As we were going through there, and I'm reading everything on Twitter, and I'm hearing Filippone, who joined us from Pittsburgh yesterday, in my head, and all the rest of it. It just hit me on my drive in today. I think it's, to borrow from Guru, one of my favorite guruisms. It's a wrap, like Saran. And I think that it's a wrap. I do think that we've gone too far down the road. And I also think that the amount of distraction that this has become, and, you know, Kyle Shanahan, I mentioned it yesterday. They practice today, tomorrow, Thursday, fly Friday. They play Saturday. He's now in a football mode. And if you're not ready to be a football player for Kyle Shanahan, I think he's over it. Yeah, I think John Lynch is cut from the same cloth.
I agree with you there, and I do think that's where this lies. When people want to sort of figure out the whole leverage game, and they're like, look, Brandon does have leverage because the Niners are doing this. I don't think the Niners are being leveraged into making a trade at all. I think the Niners are being annoyed into making a trade.
Agreed.
I think the 49ers have made their point to Brandon and his agent. And Brandon and his agent don't agree, and that's fine. But what the Niners, and in the end, this is on the Niners. This is their miscalculation. They had offers at the draft. They opted not to take them, and they opted not to take them, I would argue, because they thought, we'll get Brandon. We'll get him. We'll get him to figure it out, and if we don't get him to figure it out, he's playing on that fifth-year option, and we're okay for this year. That's what they assessed. I think that assessment has now changed. And I think you're right. I think getting people in pads and giving them helmets and being out there in the Santa Clara sun and Kyle Shanahan looking at this and realizing that preparations are underway and you're less than 5 weeks away from a real football game with Aaron Rodgers coming to town, I think that he has assessed this as something now that is pushing in the wrong direction. And so Brandon still remains, in the end, powerless if the 49ers want him to be, but you start playing a clock game. Clock, clock, clock.
Exactly.
You start playing a clock game. You do, because what happens is you're like, well, we could run this out, and we could probably get into a power struggle with Brandon, and we could win, and he would probably play week one, but gosh, if we're going to go a different route, we better get somebody in here and start working on that right now, because what we don't want to do is do what we were doing last year, which was dealing with the roster during week one with the Nick Bosa situation. You don't want that. And this may start feeling like it's going to be that again.
Yeah.
They don't want to do that again.
No, and you also have the Trent Williams issue, and you and I think are in agreement that that one gets handled pretty quickly as we get deeper into August, and it's probably not going to be an issue, but it still could. We don't know that. We're just, you know, reading it from the outside, but this Brandon Ayuk situation has gone from, yeah, you know, he wants to get paid, and let's figure out the number, to, well, he still isn't getting paid, and now he's out there on TikTok, and he's making noise, and the Niners haven't budged, and then you get some reports that they haven't really had real substantial conversation since May,
yeah,
and that's 3 months of, like, they say they don't want me.
Well, and just, I mean, Kyle said that. I don't know. What is substantive talk? What does that even mean?
That means your agent and Parag are in a room, and it's like, let's get this done.
Let's try to move it. I mean, I'm sure they've obviously talked. You know, I think it's substantive when you check in 6 weeks later and they're like, nope, we haven't moved. That's substantive.
Yes, that's there is information. Substance to it. You're right.
Maybe they haven't
even done that. How about this?
You ready for something fresh?
Sure.
Grant, did you say this on NFL Live? Training camp?
Training camp live on NFL Network.
Training camp live on NFL Network.
We got fresh network?
We got fresh Christian McCaffrey.
Oh.
I'd like everybody to take real close listen to what Christian McCaffrey says when he gets asked about Brandon Ayuk. Okay? Whatever you're doing, if somebody's talking to you in the car, hang on a second. This won't take long. Pay close attention to how Christian McCaffrey refers to Brandon Ayuk.
That's not part of my job. It's not part of my position. I think, obviously, as a former teammate, or, you know, teammate of his in general, any teammate that you have you love, you respect them, you want the best for them.
Whoops.
Wait, what?
Want to hear it again?
Yeah, because I wasn't sure if he use the F word? Did you dump it? Because that's an F word, Grandy.
Hold on.
Time out.
Willard and Dibs. Christian is asked about the Brandon situation, and here's what he said.
That's not part of my job. It's not part of my position. I think, obviously, as a former teammate, or, you know, teammate of his in general, any teammate that you have, you love, you respect them, you want the best for them.
It's one of the best errs.
Yeah.
It's one of the best errs. Not Zach Ertz. It's one of the best errs I've ever heard.
Right.
Listen to the err. As a former...
That's not part of my job. It's not part of my position. I think, obviously, as a former teammate, or, you know, teammate of his in general, any teammate that you have, you love, you respect them, you want the best for them.
Dude, Michael Jackson from the dead is like, that was a hell of a moonwalk, Christian. Woo-hoo!
He had no choice.
He was like, as a former any... Team, what? Teammate? Any teammate?
Teammate.
Kind
current,
of teammate?
Current.
Somebody
current.
I knew, a Good guy loves. I met at a party one time.
I'm in the huddle with him all the time. See you tomorrow. I don't, yeah. It's well, just a slip in the tongue.
Is it?
I don't know. Is it?
Or is that the reality?
Right.
Is the reality that Brandon is a former teammate and Christian just sort of like realized he wasn't supposed to say that yet?
We
I mean, it's
yeah.
he. It's feeding your point.
Right. I mean, it feels
He's
like...
He's Team Dibley. This is done.
Well, is it done? Because, you know, you've got two teams that are reportedly in deep talks where they've got concrete offers that the Niners have kind of signed off on. And then you've got Pittsburgh saying, we're at the goal line. And, you know, turns out they maybe weren't. But now the report out of Pittsburgh again today is that they're back in this thing. And then there's Washington kind of lurking as the dark horse, the outside candidate. But it feels like there are four teams buzzing around this idea of trading for Brandon Ayuk.
Speaking of buzzing, man, dude, are any of the other NFL teams, are they having training camp too? Have you noticed?
Yeah, I haven't noticed.
I mean, you go to NFL.com, NFL Network, NFL, the Pro Football Talk, NFL, wherever. Does anybody talk about any other team? And I think that's what Kyle's probably sick of. Seriously. Give me your top five non-49er NFL storylines right now. Go ahead.
The non-Ayuk NFL storylines?
Correct. What has happened so far in the NFL this offseason that is not 49er related?
Yeah, there have been a couple of contracts that have been signed.
I heard DJ Moore got some money.
Harrison Butker, the highest paid kicker in history.
And lots of people hate him now.
Patrick Mahomes, reportedly very fat.
And also very mad at the Raiders.
Okay.
Livid.
Yeah.
He's going to take it out on him this year.
I can't wait to
see
it.
He's going to beat him twice.
Jim Harbaugh is doing his kooky things, but... To your point, there haven't been, yeah, not a lot of storylines out there.
Anything interesting happen in any of the other camps so far?
Yeah.
Oh, Malik Nabers is in the middle of a scuffle at Giants-Lions.
Did you see that scuffle?
I did not. Is there a great video
of it?
It
got crazy, yeah. There was punches thrown.
Really?
A couple of haymakers,
and
yeah.
And Nabers, was it like he started it or he stopped it or he was just in it?
He was just in it.
I'm a big Malik Nabers guy.
Yeah, he was in it. There was and I never understand that. Like, I get it, you're competing with your teammates, but some of these fights, it's like...
Well, this is a joint practice, though. This
okay.
is the other team.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
This
okay.
is, I don't, I mean, to me, nothing will ever compare of Aaron Donald throwing his helmet at a Bengal in practice and the NFL being like, not our domain. That's
practice.
The Rams' domain. Like, oh my God.
Totally.
That's like assault with a deadly weapon. And the NFL's like, yeah, sorry. We don't know anything about it. We've got other stuff going on.
Just looking at NFL.com, of their 10 listed stories, two of them are about Brandon Ayuk.
Mm-hmm.
Shanny, Ayuk status unchanged. CMC has a hurt calf, by the way. And then Pat Mayo, mum on Ayuk rumors, channels Belichick.
No, but even the other headlines are like, I mean, what are we doing? The Vikings are content to wait on their GM and coach contracts.
Yawn.
Browns QB Deshaun Watson will sit out preseason opener.
Right.
There's absolutely nothing happening that's not 49er related. And I don't think Kyle Shanahan's into that at all.
No.
Yeah. Let's go to Leroy in Oakland. What's up, Leroy? Thank you for calling, man. What's happening?
Hey, and nothing much. I'm sitting over here in Berkeley getting ready to get the best burrito in town over here at La Mission on University.
La Mission.
I'm just waiting for my burrito.
Okay, yeah, what's in the burrito? What's in the burrito?
Well, I'm going to eat it.
I do the half and half. I do the half and half, so I do the grilled chicken with the carne asada. And then no sour cream and a little guac, little cheese. I'm good.
Brother, you had me at no sour cream. You are my kind of people. Go ahead and talk some more.
Hey, I just want to know, ask you guys a question. Do you guys think that Brandon Ayuk is better than Jaylen Waddle in Miami?
It's an interesting question. I think he's more accomplished than Jaylen Waddle. So if you're asking, like, is he worth more, my assessment on the open market would be yes. Beyond that, like, from a straight talent standpoint, I do think that it's somewhat, you know, based on their situation and what's going on around them. You know, Brandon Ayuk has this wonderful team around him. Jaylen Waddle gets the benefit of the fact that he's not even the best receiver on his own team and therefore is facing never, ever, ever double coverage, you know, but that wasn't always the case for Jaylen. I think they're both fantastic. I'd put Ayuk a little bit ahead of him. What would you say to that?
Yeah, probably right on par, if not a little bit ahead. And it just depends on what you want to look at, fantasy numbers versus actual football, because what Brandon Ayuk has meant to this offense is probably more impactful than what Waddle's meant to Miami, just based on his blocking and the rest of it.
What do you think, Leroy?
I think Brandon Ayuk is a little better. And I remember before Tyreek Hill got there, Jaylen Waddle was the guy. I mean, he's had over 100 receptions before Tyreek got there. And I asked that question because I'm looking at that, and I think Jaylen Waddle is getting a little more money than Ayuk. And from that standpoint, I'm like, give Ayuk a little more money than that. Now, I just want to say this. I think what's going on in the negotiating room between Ayuk, his agent, and the 49ers is this, and what nobody hasn't brought up, is that there's a conflict of interest this way. Hey, look, I'm one of the top 10 receivers in the league, so I should be getting paid. I'm the best receiver on the team. I should be getting paid. And his agent is going, look at the numbers. Look at the numbers. And the Niners are going, well, I'm looking at the numbers, and they're not as good as, say, the top 8-7 receivers in the league. And the agent is going, that's because he doesn't get the opportunities. Had he got the opportunity, had he got maybe 8 more balls thrown his way, he would have those numbers to get paid. Brandon Ayuk can't win that argument.
Well, yeah.
And that's where it's in San Francisco's favor.
Yeah, Leroy, I think these are all really, I mean, that's a valid and solid way of breaking this whole thing down. The only part that trips me up in the conversation that everyone has about this is I don't think it's as simple as saying, what is Brandon worth? Like, here are the numbers. Here's what he's worth. You know, again, the example so many of us have gone back to is DeForest Buckner, the only homegrown player that the 49ers have not sort of re-signed and taken care of, somebody playing at a high level, that is. The 49ers did not think DeForest Buckner was not worth, well, you know, $20 million a year or like a big number. They thought he was worth a big number. But he wanted a little bit more. And Kyle did a great job of explaining,
yeah,
if we do that, if we give him what he's quote-unquote worth, here's the list of players we got to get rid of. That feels like money not well spent for us. They may have been wrong. They may have been wrong. Like, it's not as simple to me as just DeForest and then Kinlaw. There's this whole host of other things that happen. And so even though they might have been wrong, that's the thing. Like, Waddle's new contract is worth $28.25 per year. That is his average AAV. His guaranteed at signing is almost $36 million. He got that contract. His season in 2022, very similar season to what Brandon had last year. He had over 1,350 yards. He averaged over 18 yards a catch. He had 8 scores. Jalen's phenomenal. He's also running next to Tyreek Hill, though. How does that change things? We can look at Ayuk and say, this is what you're worth, and it also, at the same time, can be not the right thing for the 49ers to give it to him.
Right, and that's the situation that they have found themselves, because what he's worth has gone up since March or since February when the Super Bowl was over, because the market changed and the market exploded. And so what he's worth relative to the market has gone up, and the team's ability to pay that has gone down, because the team is looking at future contracts, not just Brock Purdy, but all the other players. And Kyle Shanahan said in the TK podcast about the DeForest Buckner deal, well, if they would have signed Buckner to what he wanted, that means no more Eric Armstead, no more Jimmy Ward. And, you know, that's the way that was going to have to go. And so I do think if they sign Brandon Ayuk to the number that he wants, it probably means goodbye to two or three other players, as you've mentioned, Mark, like some of your favorite 49ers. Well, they're going to be gone at the end of the year. Yep. And Brandon Ayuk will be around. So it's not as easy as giving him what the market indicates he's worth. And I think that that conversation is way, way down the road now. Like, that conversation's already been had.
You think?
Brandon Ayuk saying, this is what I'm worth. And the team saying, well, yeah, but this is what we're able to pay you. And I think that the difference between the two is so far that there hasn't been movement on either side. And that's why for 3 months now, there's been no real conversation, and we're sitting here on August 6th talking about trade options.
888-957-9570 on the Brandon Ayuk situation with the 49ers. Only thing new on this calendar day, if you're just kind of getting to the radio for the first time, is that Adam Schefter tweeted that the Steelers are back in. Talks have been reignited.
Oh, yeah?
But other than that, it's still the Mayoko report from late yesterday that a trade framework is in place between the Browns and the Patriots, waiting on Brandon to sort of say, like, would you accept a new contract there? Would you accept a new contract over here? If not, you know, they've sort of given, I saw someone say that they've sort of given Brandon basically like a faux no trade clause. In other words, like, okay, trade in place, but you have to agree to a contract extension, and if you don't want to do that there, then fine. You can come back here and play for $14.1 million. Give you a little bit of power, give you a little wiggle room here. And I also think give the 49ers a little PR green check mark in their corner. And that this is. I would remind everyone
they could say that, hey, you know, he wanted a trade. We went out there.
We traded you.
We found two different partners. Yeah. We traded you twice. And you said no to both. You vetoed both because you didn't want to sign there. So you want us to call every single team and find, you know, exactly the right fit. But that is, PR-wise, you're right. The Niners do look better knowing that this is out there. But I also think that Pittsburgh is back in because that's where he wants to go. So if Pittsburgh's back in, if the Niners really want this done and they want to trade him, and if the New England and the Cleveland deals maybe aren't going to work because he doesn't really want to sign there, but he wants to go to Pittsburgh, maybe that's why Pittsburgh feels like they're back in. Because if Brandon really wants to go there and they're going to pay him what he wants, well, then the Niners, it's in their best interest to work it out with Pittsburgh.
I mean, I guess, you know, the 49ers are not going to do anything that just openly weakens them.
Sure.
They're not going to take a bad deal. They don't have to do that. And if we do take Kyle Shanahan at his word, and I'm not saying you have to, but if you do, Kyle repeatedly said today that his hope is still that this whole thing works out, that Brandon Ayuk plays for the 49ers. You want to hear some Shanny?
Sure, but I do think that's also PR. Like,
well, I mean, I believe that.
I do, but it doesn't no good of the Niners, to say, you know, this,
of course,
you know.
Of course. But you, I mean, you believe that, don't you?
Yes, because he's a really good football player, like, and Kyle Shanahan likes to have really good football players on his offense.
If you could, and again, put timing into it. If you could pick any human being on the planet to be in that starting receiver spot for the 49ers this season, I get that some of you might be like, well, Justin Jefferson or Tyreek Hill.
I get it.
Okay,
August 6th.
Like, because it's August 6th, I'd argue on one hand, one of those fingers needs to be Brandon Ayuk. And he might be the first one, just because he knows the system and he's been a willing blocker. Like, he's been a really fantastic player. So, of course, I believe him. They want him back.
Of course.
All right. Here's some Shanny. Does this need to be resolved quickly?
No, I mean, you always want it to be badly, but this stuff does take time. And, you know, every day I hope it gets resolved. But I have no timetable on it. Like, didn't surprise me coming into this, going about coaching our team, getting them ready for week one, and hopefully it'll get resolved though sooner than later.
Is there a scenario where Brandon Ayuk still signs an extension?
Is there a scenario where you do a long-term deal with him?
There's a scenario for everything, so I want to rule anything out.
And then what about this one? Any chance you're better off without him?
If you traded Brandon Ayuk, you see a scenario where you're better because of that?
I mean, Brandon's a great player, so it's real hard to be better when you lose a great player. So we got to look into anything. We got to understand the situation we're in, what that looks like, and that does take time. So hopefully it'll all work out best for him and best for us in the long run.
Is he disappointed it's reached this point?
It's been at this point for a little bit, so it's nothing really new to me. I mean, you're always disappointed when you can't keep a hold of all your players or it's not going exactly right. I mean, I don't like losing anybody, so that's why I'm hoping it does work out here. But right now, we don't have that solved yet, so I hope it does.
They mentioned May being the last time of those substantive talks that you talked about, Dibs. He was asked if that May offer is the final offer.
The offer you guys made in May, a final offer, or is there a chance you...
I mean, I'm not getting any specifics with offers, contracts, trades, anything like that, but what I can tell you guys is nothing has changed. I know a lot was out yesterday and stuff, but from the situation that we're in with Brandon, nothing's changed.
What do you make of all that?
Nothing's changed. The first comment he made was, you always want to have this stuff handled quickly, badly. And he said badly. Like, you always want this done right away. You want it done badly. So I sense in Shanahan a certain amount of, not desperation, but exasperation, where he said it. I'm trying to game plan here for week one. And I don't know if he meant this Saturday against Tennessee, but he's probably focused on that as well. But week one against the Jets is now 34 days away. And so all his focus is on that. He wants it to all be on that. And yet he answered five questions right there about Brandon Ayuk, contract status, contract offers, trade possibilities, all the rest of it. That's the last thing that he wants to be doing right now.
Which is why I don't get why I got here. How did he get here? Like, what? Honestly, now, if he's telling me that nothing's changed since May, then why are we still sitting here?
Because
why are you doing this during camp?
Because I think in May, Brandon and his representative came to the team with a number that was shocking to them.
Okay,
and it was a number that they were not willing to even really talk about, and there was no like, okay, we're at 24 and you're at 30, so let's meet at 27. I'm throwing these numbers out for conversation. So if they're at 24 and he comes in at 30 and they're like, whoa, where the hell did that come from? And he's like, Amon Ra, I'm better than him, 30.
Yeah, but I get...
where this came from.
But it doesn't explain why it's still here.
He ain't better than me.
I want to get into this coming up next. You know, the fact that this is happening now, what's your take on that, everyone? 888-957-9570. We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. It's Willard and Dibs.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
A America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.